Good morning. This is Brother Steve again with the daily inspiration for this morning. March 9th, 2013. This morning I'm going to mostly just read a little scripture here. I'm reading in Ephesians chapter 1. The book of Ephesians has been a favorite for me for quite some time, and just a lot of depth in this book that's been very meaningful to me. But also just here in chapter 1 especially, one of the things that comes out here is if anybody has any doubt about the benevolence of God and the goodness of God and whether God really is good and really cares about us, you ought to read and meditate some of chapter 1 here in Ephesians. I'm just going to read through it here and maybe make a few comments. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now, maybe I should ask the question, so what is an inheritance? I think we all know, or most of us would know what an inheritance is. An inheritance is something that we inherit, usually when parents or maybe close relatives pass away, they leave an inheritance that goes to either the next generation or whoever it might be that they want to leave this inheritance to. It's not something that we've purchased or we've worked for or whatever. The only reason we inherit is because of that relationship, whether it be a father or whether it be an uncle or whatever it might be. But just because we are in close kin, leave that inheritance to us. And that's the same thing here, because we are, Jesus Christ is called our elder brother. But here it talks about an inheritance, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and the praise of his glory. There it talks about an earnest, which we could also, it could also be translated as maybe a down payment. You know, when we buy a property or sometimes some other things too, we're not ready to make the full payment now or claim it, but we make a down payment so that we can to hold it so that they don't sell it to somebody else. And here again, it's the spirit of promise is the earnest or the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the precious possession unto the praise of his glory. And God gives us that spirit as a down payment for proof that he's going to make good on the rest of the promise. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Yesterday morning, we talked a little bit about principalities. We talked about the whole armor of God there in Ephesians 6. And about, you know, the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and all the rulers of darkness that are all around us. But here, he gives us the promise that Christ is above all, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And then he says, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And when we are in Christ, when we are in the church, then that power is ours. Everything that is Jesus is ours in Christ. And so I just, that little meditation, I hope you can, you know, maybe spend some more time just meditating on some of the riches of this whole book of Ephesians. There's a lot more in there. I could go on there in verse 2, or chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So, I think we're going to end there, but God bless you. Thank you for listening, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.